excited to talk to our next guest, second-year driver in the Cup Series, Cole Custer, the number 41 Stuart Haas Racing Ford. Cole, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. And Daytona, you guys are still there. You're going to run the road course, but the Daytona 500 has come and gone, and what a wild and wacky weekend. An 11th place finish for you all, but what was it like this year in the 500?
It was a crazy race, especially right off the bat. I mean, you know, guys wrecking on lap 15. I mean, people were going for it. And we were lucky enough to get our HaasTooling.com Mustang, you know, through that first wreck, and that kind of set us up for the rest of the race. You know, those races with the super speedways, it's a lot about, you know, just picking the right times to be aggressive and when not to be. And we were lucky enough to pick right this time and make it to the end where we needed to be.
What is the biggest difference in running super speedways or plate races, even though I know it's not a plate race technically anymore, but what is the biggest difference in running those in the Xfinity Series as opposed to the Cup Series?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just the amount of cars, you know, that are capable of winning. You have a lot of guys with a lot of experience in the Cup Series, and, you know, you probably got 30 cars that can go out there and win the race. So it's just a lot more, you know, you can get shuffled to the back way faster. It's a lot to try and stay up front.
You did something in your rookie year that not a lot of people can say. It's very, very hard to do in this series. You won a race, and I know that that's everyone's goal, but winning at Kentucky last season, how much of a boost did that give you confidence-wise in your rookie year and now in your second year in the Cup Series?
It was huge. I mean, for us as a team, honestly, just because, you know, once we won that race, you know, we know that we can go out there and do it. It's just a matter of us going out there and, you know, being consistent with it and doing it every single weekend, you know. So last year, I feel like we could hit it, you know, on the right on certain weekends, and we can run the top 10 and compete for wins. But we just need to do it more consistently this year. And I think that's going to happen with just experience, honestly.
So what was the biggest thing that you learned from your experience last season?
You know, the biggest thing is just you have to take it one step at a time, I think, is the biggest thing. If you go out there and try and overthink things or try and do too much, I mean, you're going to put yourself in trouble, especially as a rookie. So I think it's just a matter of just taking your time and making sure you do the little things right. And if you do enough things right, you know, the small things, you're going to find yourself in a pretty good spot at the end of the races.
I love the balance of your race team because you have Harvick, who wins just about everything. He's a former champion. He's been doing this a long time. Eric Almirola is a winner as well. But then you have you in your second year and Chase Briscoe, your teammate, going into his rookie season. And I had him on last week and asked him how much you two lean on each other because you just went through the whole rookie thing and now he's going through it. But you're still kind of coming up and learning together. So what is that relationship like?
It's awesome. I mean, I think me and Chase have been friends now for a little while, and it's cool to kind of see what he's going through because I went through the same thing last year, honestly. So you know, we've been good friends, and I think our communication's really good. So I'm always here for whenever he, you know, is able, you know, ever wants a question answered or anything like that. So he has a lot of talent. I think it's just a matter of just getting used to the cars is the biggest thing. I mean, it's a lot to be thrust into this, you know, in the Cup Series, you know, when you have no practice.
And then along those lines, I mentioned Harvick and Almirola. Harvick specifically, just because he won so much last year, and that team with Rodney Childers has been so successful since he got to the organization. What's it like being able to talk to a former Cup champ and multi-race winner?
It's huge to have somebody like that who has so much experience, and you're just able to, you know, he's all there to just answer your questions and be able to give you so much support. So it's something, I mean, I think last year, I think I called him every single race weekend about, you know, trying to get ideas of what to look for going into the weekend and what his mindset, you know, where his mindset was at. So to have that kind of, you know, experience around you is pretty invaluable.
The schedule is going to be different this year, adding more diversity to it. 7 road courses on this schedule. You guys are coming to Nashville to the Super Speedway, which is going to be fun to have you here. How would you evaluate your road racing game? Because it's obviously going to have to step up for everybody this year.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm a solid road racer. I mean, and I really always look forward to them. As a driver, you know, it brings the driver more into it. You know, you're downshifting, you're going left and right, you're braking hard, you know, you're hopping curbs. So there's a lot that the driver, you know, comes into play. So I think it's exciting to go into those races and see what you can do. With that, I mean, going into this year with more road races, I think it puts even more emphasis on, you know, making sure that you're doing things right and getting more and more laps and more acquainted with road courses and getting your stepping up your game even more. So that's what we're trying to do this year. And we're also trying to, you know, find little ways to get our cars better for the road courses. So it's just there's so much more emphasis on them this year and we have to get them right.
With Daytona this weekend, the road course this weekend, you guys did that last year, and neither one of those races were originally on the schedule. But with COVID and having to move some things around, they got added. So, what were some things maybe you picked up last year that you can apply to this season?
Oh, well, it's an exciting track for sure. I mean, you're going to be beating and banging, and you know, I think it just puts on some really good racing. But the biggest thing is just how abrasive the surface is. I mean, as a driver, you know, managing your tires and all the you spin the tires out almost every single corner just because there's no grip on the racetrack. So it's a hard place to get a hold of, and I think we definitely learned a lot last year on, you know, what we can do better with our cars, and also me just figuring out how I can manage it better within the car.
Has there been a discussion amongst you drivers of, you know, maybe taking the nine car and trying to lock it in the garage or something? Because he's been pretty good. Chase has been pretty good at these places.
I'd like to, man, but they're not taking my ideas, I guess. But it's yeah, they've been really fast. They've kind of set the standard of the road courses right now. So I think everybody's kind of chasing after them. But I think, you know, we definitely have made gains, I feel like, on our cars. Everybody at Stewart Haas Racing has been working really hard to try and find whatever speed we can on the road courses and different ideas of setup ideas going to the racetrack. And I think we've definitely made gains, and we're moving in the right direction to go out there and compete for wins on the road courses.
Finally, Michael McDowell wins the Daytona 500, and I've met him a few times. I've interviewed him a few times. Could not be a nicer individual, and I know that a lot of the drivers have said they're just so happy for him that he gets to experience that. What have been some of your conversations with Michael in the last couple of years?
I mean, just like you said, I mean, just the nicest guy in the world. I mean, he's you know, go around the garage or in the, you know, wherever around the racetrack, he's gonna be the first one to say hi. And you know, anything, if you have a question for him or anything, he's happy to answer and just always has a smile on his face. And I think everybody, you know, was happy for him to win that race. And he was definitely a guy who's very deserving of it.
Well, Cole, best of luck this weekend at the Daytona Road Course and for the rest of the season. Appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
If you've missed any of today's show, just search Chasing Checkers on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.